Another episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. That's the question we ask 3 times a week. Am I a bad mum?
It's a great topic. It just never runs out, just keeps on going. We ask the question, we ask the question, we ask the question. Yeah. It's on repeat. But now I'm just like, at the moment, I've had my girl say to me, oh, mum, are you a bad mum if you do that? And I was like, oi, if you're listening to the podcast, just stop. Just stop now.
Yeah.
They love it. My kids love this podcast, and I'm concerned that your kids could be downloading and listening to it as well.
Well, I'm not so worried about this one. It's more the girls plus wine equals an appropriate conversation. I don't want them listening to that. Actually, they said to me the other day, they went, Mum, our friends listen to your podcast. I was like, Which one? No, because I forget people are listening. But yeah, no, this one could possibly cause, you know, some sort of therapy in the future with how much we
talk about them,
about our kids. Actually, it's funny. It's interesting because I've obviously, I'm at the beginning of teenagers.
I know.
Which is like a whole nother kettle of fish. And it gets to the point sometimes where I'm like, you're just an asshole. You just. And I remember very early on when we started doing this podcast, and one of the reviews on Apple was from somebody that wrote, is there anything that you girls like about being a parent? And I remember at the time being a bit offended, like, of course there is. Like, yeah, we love our kids more than anything in the world, of course. But, you know, that's not going to make an interesting podcast. These are the things that, you know, people don't talk about. Now, when I read that review, is there anything that you girls like about being a parent? I go, well,
some days.
Not some really. Days.
Am I a bad mum for stumbling on my words?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that metaphor for something? Or did you actually stumble on
words? Genuinely stumbled. And I can say it because it was so fresh. It was only last night. It was so fresh. And it was actually just a moment, a sheer reflection that I was just still giggling at myself this morning when I woke up, and I'd done school drop off and I was walking back across to go to work, and then had this moment of like, oh, I don't know if I really nailed that well, but I'm a PT, so I get to do the fun stuff also and run group classes. And I got a couple of mums that come along, and they started the conversation to talk about some of the words that they've been getting thrown at by the kids. But it tied in exactly with what happened with Elsie and Gracie last night. So I don't know what's going on at school right now. I have no idea what topics are getting covered, but we're not in sexual education / what did you call it? Social sciences, maybe your kids call it?
Some sort of science. I mean, it's biology, but
we're not in that stage yet. Anyway, so look, my situation was, I was in the shower. The girls had had their shower. Then they decided that they wanted to have a conversation right then and there. Elsie goes, Mum, I need to ask you a question. And I was like thinking, oh my gosh. But it's a bit weird because Gracie's standing by.
So Gracie knows the question. She's waiting in anticipation to see what your response is going to be.
Which was exactly this.
And so probably the conversation beforehand was Gracie going, you ask her.
This was the thing. Even though I was in the shower, I was like a little bit zen of sort of going, oh, my God, you know, washing the day's woes away from me as I do. I was just like, oh, I can see this setup. I can see what you're doing, Gracie. You 100% want her to ask because you don't want to ask. So then Elsie goes, oh, Mum, I need to ask you a question. And I was like, yeah, okay. And she goes, what does sexy mean?
Okay.
And I went, oh, I don't know. And then I sort of went, oh, I said, I guess it's sexy can be used as another, and here I am, stumble. Sexy can be used as another word to maybe describe the way somebody looks.
Yeah.
I said, it could mean that it has another meaning of like if you were to use it about somebody and the way that they look, you might be attracted to them in that sense that you find them sexy.
I'm really enjoying watching you explain this.
And then I said, so it's probably if I was to use it, and I'm trying to think of the words that they'd be using at school, like I'd probably say it'd be more of your describing words. Elsie's like, ah. Then she turns and Grace is like standing there sort of going, oh, like. And then Elsie just turns to her and goes, see, Grace, sexy does not mean a man and a woman coming together to have a baby. And Gracie's like, I didn't say it like that. And then they just like started to have a go at each other in a funny way.
But then if someone said to them, sexy time.
Yeah, see, my opening question was to them, tell me how you heard the word and I will explain it that way. Because so if it's, that's exactly what my head was. If you give me the context of what it's been used for, I will tell you what it means. So straight away, she didn't say anything. She goes, oh, no, I don't. Like, she didn't know. So then they just at each other and then they walked off. And I said, Gracie, I said, just so you know, if you want to know everything about a man and a woman coming together to make babies, I said, once you know, you can't unknow. I said, but I'm willing to tell you everything that you need to know. I said, just don't send your sister down to try and do your dirty work. As you turn around, she looked at me. She's laughing. Walks off. Elsie's like, what? Gracie, see, no, I does, Mum. She's going off. But it was the funniest thing. But then in the gym this morning, obviously one of the girls, she starts talking about it and she's got a daughter who is the same age as Gracie and then she's got a son who is 2 years younger than Elsie. And so they're at home having a conversation apparently this morning and their two words that she then had to go and sort of stumble over was a long kiss and a dirty kiss. And so the five-year-old son has said to her something like, oh, are you going to long kiss with dad? And then she's basically had her daughter chime in and go, no, that's not what they're doing. That's not what it's called. If they kiss for a long time, it's called a dirty kiss.
What? I've not heard these
terms.
Have
you heard all these terms?
No, I thought it was a tongue kiss.
Yeah.
Tongue kissing, which obviously I thought was only something that was on Neighbours. And I am traumatised. I remember the day when I said to my parents, oh, but tongue kiss, that's just something they do on Neighbours. And they said, no, that's something you do in real life. And they did it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I just wanted to vomit.
I'm so glad that I never had that experience.
It's such a weird, all of these things, though, are such a weird concept when you start trying to tell kids about it because why do we do some of the things that we do? Like it just seems so, it's such animal instinct, isn't it? When you think about it, it's actually quite disturbingly gross what we do.
I know, but then get this. I went up to say goodnight to my girls, just following on from the shower scene. I've gone up, I've said goodnight to them, given a hug and a kiss and said to, I reminded Gracie, if you want to know anything, I said, come and ask me. I probably can answer it for you. I said, don't make it up and tell your sister. And then I closed it, like sort of pulled the door across and was like, good night, good night. And I had this thing, this rush. And I was like, go and check where the book, Where Do I Come From, is. Because I know where it is. And I put it in the office. And the office is right near her. So I go in there. There's the book.
Out.
So they've been in there going through the Where Do I Come From book.
Yeah.
Not the new one. The old one.
Yeah.
And so obviously Gracie's up there trying to school her sister about what sexy time is.
I bought that book back in year five when one of their friends said to them, sex is putting the penis in the vagina. Their friend, grade five friend. But what had happened is her older brother was at high school and he'd come home with some sort of worksheet, like diagrams and stuff on it, and she'd found it. And so I bought that book, Where Did I Come From book, with the massive bush and all. And I let them read it in the room by themselves and then said, when you finish, have you got any questions, ask Dad. And they came out like white as a sheet, like they'd seen a ghost, like just so, no questions. And literally that was year five. They're now in year eight. So 3 years later, they're learning about it and then they throw words at me like cum and semen with the two the other day and I'm like, oh my God, I've missed 3 years of them not coming to me for anything and they're learning all this stuff secondhand off of friends and they still don't want to talk to me about it.
Oh, see.
And I'm quite pleased in a way.
I want them to talk to me about it.
I've got a girlfriend, who is so open with her kids. Like, very, very young age, she told them all about it. And it was, sex is a beautiful thing. And, you know, it's all about love. And it's so important. And blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I can't say that. Oh God, say
it. Oh my gosh, here we are tackling words, and I mean fully stumbling over sexy and dirty kiss and long
sexy
kiss.
Sexy is a
and
hard
you
one. Are gonna,
I was like, you've got cum and semen being thrown at you. Not literally, but the words.